Parshas Yitro. Okay. It's the Parsha of Matan Torah, but there's a lot of stuff that's happening beforehand. So let's see. Vayishma Yitro Kohen Midian. And Yitro heard, who was Kohen Midian. Choten Moshe, the father-in-law of Moshe, et kol asher asa Elokim le Moshe, all which God did to Moshe, right? Uli Yisrael Amo, and the Jewish people, Ki Yotzi Hashem et Yisrael Mitzrayim. He took us out of Egypt, right? With all the miracles, all the 10 plagues, V'yishma Yitro. What does Rashi say? What did he hear? Ma Shmua Shama Uba. What did he hear that he came? So it's interesting what Rashi says. Simple Chumash says, he took out the Jewish people from Egypt. Well, that sounds like he took him out from Egypt. Doesn't sound like anything else. So it says, Rashi says, Kriyat Yamsuf Umilchemet Amalek. Right? What Shmua did he hear? Uba. The Shmua, because that's the Pshat, there's something that he heard. That he heard that Vaba, and he came. Right? It's not saying. So the Sifte Chom, Manit Ore Lavo, Gam Bilti Vishma, Mashma Shishma Dava Asher, Ha'amim Ragzu Vachalu, Vze Kriyat Yamsuf Milchamet Amalek. Right? It's not saying that. Of course he knew they went out of Egypt, but the whole world knew they went out of Egypt. What did he hear that made him come? What he personally heard that made him come? It wasn't that they came out of Egypt. What he personally heard was Kriyat Yamsuf and Milchama in Amalek. So now you have to understand, what was special about Kriyat Yamsuf and the Milchama of Amalek that made Yitro come? What was that? What's Kriyat Yamsuf?
And Hashem is protecting Klal Yisrael.
Protecting Klal Yisrael.
This is exactly what I shared this morning. They said that Kriyat Yamsuf, he said the whole world saw it, and he understood that the whole world would be inspired to fulfill their tafkir as a goy, that the world would be a much more moribund place, that the whole revelation of Hashem's will, and he would be able to fulfill his tafkir as a goy. When he heard how that was juxtaposed with Amalek, with this evil, that was when he realized, no, he needed to take it further. Right, okay. And that was where the come. That was what I was
okay.
sharing.
Okay, that's very good. That's very good. So there's two things. Kriyat Yamsuf is really the complete separation from Mitzrayim. Till Kriyat Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael was saying, like we spoke about last week, right? Well, there's not any Kvarim in Mitzrayim, that you took out from Midbar to die there, they still held themselves somewhat as Avdei Paro, and Paro held that way. Here there was a complete desolation of anything that was in Mitzrayim. Like Chazal say also, it wasn't only in Kriyat Yamsuf, it was also in Mitzrayim itself. There was Nisim in Mitzrayim itself. There was a complete desolation completely of Mitzrayim. So there was no longer any Zika, any connection with Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael were independent nation, freed from Mitzrayim. But there's still, there's still a koch of Ra. Para wasn't the only koch of Ra in the world. There was still Amalek. Amalek, the concept of Amalek, as we know.
When was Amalek before? When did Amalek come to be a nation?
Amalek was the so to speak the crown, was the king of all the kings in Eretz Israel. That's what the Gross says. Amalek represents the Keter of the Keter. There's seven nations in Eretz Israel that we have a commandment to kill them, and on top of those nations, the king of those nations is Amalek. That's the, because the shorish of all Ra is Amalek. So now, the milchama in Amalek is a milchama in the sea of the Ra. And when he saw that Klal Yisrael fought Amalek, and they had the koach to defeat them, that wasn't complete, but it was, there was definitely, they won that war against the Koach Hara. It now showed him, I mean, Paro represented a certain Ra in the world, and Amalek a certain Ra in the world. Paro, generally speaking, the concept of Paro is the concept of the desires of the world. That's what Mitzrayim represents. Mitzrayim represents, really, it's the Yishmael comes from Paro. Bad Paro, she was a princess, Hagar. Amalek's from Esav. The two Kochod Ara, the Ta'avani, the desire, which is represented in Paro, and the Kasari, the anger, the gaiva of Amalek, Klal Yisrael fought and defeated. When that was shown to Yitro, Yitro, who understood, like Chazal say, Yitro wasn't a simple person. He went through all the Avodah Zarah. He checked everything out. And he saw the Korach of Klal Yisrael, that they were able to fight those two aspects of the Yetzer Hara and defeat it. He realized, here's where it is. Here's where it's being. He saw the Korach of Klal Yisrael. And that's why he came. Shema, now other people also heard. The Chiddush of Yitro is V'yishma uba. He heard and he came. There's a koach here. That's the koach that means something. The parasha is called Yitro. And this name, he has many names. Rashi brings it. He had seven names. Right, I'm not going to all of them. He had seven names. Ruel, right, Rashi brings. Chovev. Chaver, Kini, Yeta, right? Yeta Parsha Chagotar, but Yitro was a Parsha. This is the Parsha of Matan Torah. We call it the Parsha of Matan Torah on the name of Yitro, because he came. And what did he came? He came to be Tachat Kanfe Shechina. He came as a Ger. Now, there's a very interesting thing that happens here. Yitro came as a Ger. And Moshe went out, and the whole of Klal Yisrael ran. Moshe goes, Aaron's going to go out. Nadav Aviyu, and Azav, v'chule. The whole of Klal Yisrael went to greet him in the middle of the Midbar. What a covet was done for him. He comes in, he sees Moshe Rabbeinu judging the people. And he tells them, well, this isn't practical. Navol Tibol. You don't have the koch to do this. And he tells you, you know what you need to do?
Manage a consultant.
Yeah, you need big rabbis, smaller rabbis, Anshei Chayil, right? The whole thing. And what happens?
He chops.
He listens to him, Moshe, and he does it. Hello, one second. Moshe, right? You know, like, isn't there a God here? Like, you know, all these commandments we have in the Torah.
We have to put this by the...
Right. CEO. Oh, yeah, CEO of the company, right? Let's go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We don't hear that Moshe Rabbeinu goes back and says, one second, Yitro, good idea, but you know what? It's not my religion. Someone else is in charge. Let me go ask him. No, the Yishma Moshe, and he does it.
There's a good design system in place, right?
Yeah, like, and Chumash writes it in. Chumash writes it in. This is part of Chumash. This is part of God's will.
But what was also the thing that he recognized that the overcame Para, overcame Amalek.
Because
he heard and he came.
The koach that they have to be sholet on the Yetzirah, on those aspects, on the Tavani and the Kasani. There's only really two aspects of Yetzirah. There's the Taivas of the Yetzirah, and there's the Gaiva. The Kas, anger, Gaiva. Those are the two aspects of the Yetzirah. Those are basically it. It's Yishmael and Esav. The Klal Yisrael have the koach to defeat that. He realized, here's the MS. Because remember, we're not fighting those things by leaving the world. Most religions fight the Yetzirah by negating it, by leaving the world. Christianity, believe in whatever.
Going around killing people.
Yeah, no, that's something else. That's something else. That's something else. That's the different thing. That's a we can discuss. That's a different thing. But Christianity, for example, you don't have mitzvahs. Just believe in this because man is doomed to failure. You can't succeed. Buddhism, you leave the world. For us, it's called death. Because you can't live in this world and in a way that you can connect to the world and not be, you know, free from the world. You have to free yourself from the world by effectively killing yourself. That's what they do. You connect with your higher self. You negate your connection. Judaism is the only religion that you actually connect to the world and are spiritual. And the highest level of spirituality is marriage. You're married, you have a wife, you have kids, and like your wife was here this week, you know how physical it is to deal with all these kids. You have to deal with them and tell them and control management, whatever you want to call it, right? There's a lot happening there. This is how we're being spiritual. Having a wife and kids, even Kohen Gadol, and that's the Chiddush. Yuma, Masechet Yuma starts. Yuma means the day. Which is the day? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we're like Malachim. We have five Inuim. You don't have to touch your wife on Yom Kippur. No food, Chileshtia, Rechitza, Nira the Sandal, all the things, right? You're like a Malach on Yom Kippur. You say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchut Torah Vayit B'kol Ram, like the Malachim, this praise of the Malachim. B'kol Ram, you're a Malach. So you would have thought that Yom Kippur, this is Avodas Hashem, just be a Malach, you separate from the whole physicality.
Ultimate.
Yes, ultimate spirituality. First of all, it's not as Chomer or Shabbos. Second of all, the first mission in Yom Kippur, why is the first mission in Yom Kippur, speaks about the Kohen Gadol when he does his Avodah. He's not allowed to touch his wife. He has to have a wife. If he doesn't have a wife, his avodah is posel. And there's an opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, that he needs to make another wife. What happens if wife dies? You have to worry about it. Right? Right? That's how the Masechet starts. Don't think that Judaism is being up there, being a malach. No. Even on Yom Kippur, when you're malach, you have to be married. Even Kohen Gadol. We're all like Kohen Gadol. You have to be married. You have to be coming back and connecting. It's not the avodah up there. Shabbos, which is even more, has more kedusha than Yom Kippur. What do you do on Shabbos? Cholent, trans fats, the power of ice cream. You know, come on. You can't be more physical than Shabbos. You eat more nice stuff on Shabbos, right? Okay. Clear? Makes sense? Mm-hmm. Okay, so now, what's the Chiddush of Yitro? What is the Chiddush? Moshe doesn't even hear him. And his name is called Yitro. Yitro Parsha Chavato. Yeti Yitro, right? Yitro means to include. So, I want to explain to you something. The Koch.
What's the Rosh Hashanah?
No, not Rosh Hashanah. Yitro, what's the word?
Okay.
Yitro means to add a parsha.
Oh, Yeta.
Yeta, yeah. So now, what's the concept? Just start by explaining. The concept of a ger. The concept of a ger is he comes from a hidden place and he reveals himself and he comes tachat kanfei hashchina, he comes to Klal Yisrael. So because he came from a hidden place, he has a koach of chidush. Yitro's chidush was a chidush in the Torah. It was a svara. He didn't need to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like the Gemara says, svara lama likro. If you have a svara, it makes sense. You don't need a pasuk. This made sense. Moshe Rabbeinu saw. This is made sense. This is a svara lama likro. What is a Kodesh Baruch Hu? This is a svara. This makes perfect sense. So yeah, you do it. Yitro was the chiddush of Torah Shebaal Peh, i.e., there's Torah and there's understanding the Torah. Anything that comes out from the Torah, from Svara, is the Torah itself. Yitro was the first concept of Torah Shebaal Peh, and that came from Ager. If you look, All of our Torah Shabbat Peh, all of our explanation comes from Gerim. Unklis, Chazal say, Gemara Megillah, Lav Gimel, says Unklis, we lost the Targum. Targum was given in Har Sinai. The Targum is the perish of the Torah. Targum, really, Lashon HaKodesh is a male language. Targum, Aramaic, is a female language. Lashon HaKodesh. Because Aramaic is the perush of the explanation of the Chumash. So the female is the explanation, the expressor of the male. So the Targum is the female language. Unklis the Ger. We call it Unklis. Well, he didn't have a Jewish name when he became a Ger. I mean, I'm sure he had a Jewish name. He was called Unklis. We have to call this Targum Unklis to remind us this is some Roman who gave us this. And Chazal say something very strong here. They say the Targum was forgotten and Unklis brought it back to us with Ruach HaKodesh. Why are we calling this Unklis, Targum Unklis, till today? It'd be like Targum John. You know, like Targum John. Isn't that sound funny, Targum John? It's Unklis, because we don't, you know, Unklis, okay, so we don't think about it, but it's a Roman name, Unklis. There's nothing Jewish about Unklis.
Interesting.
Right? But that's what we call it. The Chiddush is to tell us that Chiddush of a Ger, he comes from a hidden place and revealed, so he has a koch of Chiddush. He has a koch of revealing that which is hidden. Mm.
And that's Yitro.
That's Yitro as well.
With his recommendation also, that he had to Moshe.
Yeah, that's the same as concept of Yitro. Yitro is explaining to Moshe how to be Ma'avir, the Torah, how to pass the Torah to the people. You need steps. You need hierarchy of people. It's not going to work. It's beyond your koach. It's beyond your strength, he tells him. Navolti bo. Now, who else was Torah Shabbat Peh? All our Torah Shabbat Peh comes from who? Rabbi Akiva. We know Rabbi Akiva has been Gerim. He also, his Shorosh was Begerim. Torah Shabbat Peh from Gerim. Rabbi Meir. We know from the Gemara he comes from Kesa. He was also Ben Ger. Rabbi Meir. Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. So this isn't just Stam what we're saying here. This Koach of Torah Shabbat Peh is a koach of revealing that which is hidden in the Torah. That's what Torah Shabbat Peh is. That's the koach of a ger. And I want to tell you something. All of us, to a certain extent today,
was a Vajra a ger?
No.
He was a prophet, but he saved Gerim?
I'm not sure. I don't know. Now, according to this, today we see a big movement of Baalei Tshuva. Really, the name for Baalei Tshuva is not really Baalei Tshuva. They're called Tinok Shenishbu Bein HaOkel. Children who were captured by the nations of the world. They weren't literally captured, they were captured in their ways. Says the Chazon Ish, even a person who's a free Jew and he lives amongst the Goyim, and he knows Jews, but he's not aware of what it is to be Jewish. In his knowledge, he's captured. By the knowledge of the Goyim, that's the right way. These Jews, they're primitive, whatever he thinks. He's captured. They're really a form of Gerus. That they came from a hidden place, from a lost place, and they find themselves, and they find their Yiddishkeit, they have a koach of Chiddush. They come to the Jewish people, they come to the Jewish world, and they come and say, hey, you're not doing this properly. And say, this you're not doing properly. And you know, and they come with all these things that the Jewish world doesn't have. Like, I don't want to give names, but there's a lot of writers, and there's a lot of, you know, for children's books, which you actually get good books because they know how to write. And there's lots of, right? And there's a lot of, like drawings, that because they know how to draw, they learn how to draw. I'm not saying the form ones don't, but the famous ones,
there's a skill.
Yeah, there's a skill that they didn't miss.
They were focused on learning.
Yeah, yeah. And then they brought it now. They were Mekadosh it. They brought now, and it's not only that. Even in Torah, there's so many people who, you know, there's this called, you know, the Yishuvnikim. They came from. They were from, but they weren't like from. And many, many big Talmidei Chachamim came from very simple backgrounds. Backgrounds that you would not expect Talmidei Chachamim to come from. There's this Koach of Chiddush. And the Mechadish in the from world. There's a certain Koach they bring, and they bring this Bikoret. They bring this, well, you're not doing things rightly there. There's a Yishma Yitro Ba, and then there's, well, Moshe Rabbeinu, this isn't the way to do it, you should be doing it differently. And there's a Shmir. There's a Shmir, because they're coming from outside, they're coming from experiences. They came into Yiddishkeit because they saw the beauty, and then they begin to become part of the from world, and they say, one second, this isn't how the Torah says to do things. You're not doing things properly. We came here because we saw this Torah. We saw the beauty of this Torah. And the from world is not really expressing that beauty. There needs to be changes here. You need to work on this. Because they came from this outside world, and there's some very, very special people who came from there. And then they say, well, one second, this is not how it's supposed to be. You guys aren't doing it right. There's a Yitro there. And this we also have to learn. There's a Yitro in every one of us that we rekindle, even if you're from, that you rekindle your connection. That rekindling of the lost self and finding yourself in the Torah brings a Koach of Chiddush. Koach of Chiddush, a nuance in yourself and a nuance in the way you see the Torah. You know, it's not that you go to yeshiva and you learn a little bit and that's it. End of story. No. You go to yeshiva, you learn a little bit, and your whole life is using those skills that you learned to forward yourself in terms of your learning, in terms of how you behave, in terms of your whole avodas Hashem, your dveikus with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're here not because, you know, we have 60 years to earn a panasa and bring up kids and have a wife. No. We're here, each of us, of course those things are important, but you're here to have a kesher with your Creator. That's what you're here for. If you're missing out, if you're not working towards that kesher, there's no v'yishma yitro uba. There's no uba. There has to be a constant uba, and that ba has to be what we have in this parasha, this chiddush in your own life. A chiddush in your own life. You have to say, well, maybe I'm doing something, I have to change what I'm doing. Maybe I have to, you know, too much work. Navolti bon. Maybe a bit more learning. I mean, after all, these 120 years which Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me, he's not so interested in how much I make. He's more interested in how much I become a better human being. So, okay, if you're not making enough, so you need to make more for your family, or you have to work out ways to make more, right? But if you're making enough, and you have what you need, I'm not saying everyone, that's an individual question, but you have to think, what are you here for? And then we come on to the parasha of Matan Torah. The parasha of Yitro is the parasha of Torah Shebaal Peh and Torah Shebichtav. The Ten Commandments. This is the parasha of the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments come from the Yishma Uba. There has to be, and Chazal tell us, says it, right? That the Loshon of Chazal is Vayi Bayom HaShlishi, right? That Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he's, you know, there's 3 days of preparation, right? It says, Bayom Hazeh. It says, B'chodesh HaShishi, let's say B'nei Yisrael Meretz Shrine, right? Revi this is, B'yom Hazeh Baal Midbar Sinai. They came to Midbar Sinai, right? B'yom Hazeh, what's B'yom Hazeh? Rashi says, B'rosh Chodesh Lo Haya Tzarech Lichtov. Why does it say in this day? That means you have to see as if every day you're receiving Torah. That means every day there's Har Sinai. Every day there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to remember Har Sinai. Says the Ramban. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Why to remember Har Sinai? To remember Yetzirah Mitzrayim. That's to remember Har Sinai. Right? What happened to Miriam? Right? All these things you have to remember. There's other schirot, but these ones are mentioned in the brachos of Kriyat Shema. If you look at the brachos of Kriyat Shema at the end, some of the siddurim actually have that in, right? And so mitzvah asin. Why have to remember Har Sinai? Why have to remember Yetzirah Mitzrayim? Because every day is an avoda, a tefillah. We have Kriyas Yam Suf, we mention every day. And we mention every day in the brachos of Kriyat Shema. Right? And we mention Yetzirah Mitzrayim in Kriyat Shema itself. Why do I have to mention Yetzirah Mitzrayim? Because every day we have to leave Mitzrayim. Every day we have to leave the Yetzirah. Every day it's an avoda. And every day we have to leave in order. We left Mitzrayim to serve Hashem, Bahar Hazeh. To get Kabbalah's Torah. We have to, every day is an avoda of leaving our Yetzirah, something of our Yetzirah, you know? We don't have to take everything of him every day. We could leave some of him at home. But not at home. The trash can, right? Just a little bit of him, you know? Like a little better tefillah.
You can leave him in the trash can and he'll find his way back.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have to get a better trash can with a good seal. Right? And, you know, and put it far away from you. But okay, there's ways. But we have to every day. That's what it's telling us. That's what tefillah is telling us. Every day it's in Mitzrayim. Every day. Every day you're getting Torah. Every day it's a nuance in your life. Every day you're recreating Yetzirah Mitzrayim. Har Sinai. That's what we're saying. That's Vayishma Yitro Oba. That's what we're telling us here. That says, Vayisu Mirifidim. Klal Yisrael left Rifidim. What's Rifidim? So it says, Rafui Batera. They left their place. They left their Rifayon Batera. That means yesterday wasn't so good. Today should be better. The way you makabel Torah is today should be better. Yesterday, in comparison to today, was a Rafu Yadehem. Rafu Yadehem. V'rifidim. V'yisumi Rifidim. You left Rifidim. Right? Says the Rashi says. Right? Ma biyatan l'midba Sinai b'tshuva. Af nesiyam Rifidim b'tshuva. They did tshuva. And then it says, next pasuk, what's the tshuva that we have to do? V'yachanu b'midbar. V'yichan. Lo v'yichanu. V'yichan sham Yisrael neged ahar. Ke'ish echad b'lev echad. It's a nice song, right? It's a nice song. But why are we being told this now? Kabbalah's Torah. It's a prerequisite. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have Torah's Moshe? Peh al peh dabebo. He spoke directly to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chazal say, because there wasn't anyone anav ba'olam ke Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a pasuk. Moshe was anav mikol adam al pnei adama. He was the most humble. What's humility? Oh, I'm humble, you know the rabbi. I'm humble, or whatever it is. No, I don't need Mizrach. It's good enough where I'm sitting. Yeah.
It's good. You know, in comparison to Hashem, you know how nothing you are. You know how little we are in comparison to
the
Creator, no?
No. I mean, yes. You're right, but there's more to it. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in Chumash, he was most humble. He wrote Karan or Panav. He knew wrote in Chumash that no one else, Lo Kam Yisrael Kamoshe Od. He knew that. He knew Peh al Peh da Bebo. He was fully aware, Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't think he was aware of it because he wrote in Chumash. He was aware of it beforehand. I'm just showing you that he was fully aware of who he was. He was aware that no Kam Kamoshe, there's no one like Moshe Rabbeinu. Eved Ne'eman, he was fully aware of where he reached. So what's his humility? Do you realize it all came from Kodesh Baruch Hu? Humility isn't shiftless. Isn't that you don't know who you are? Humility is you know you have kochot, you know you have strengths, and you now, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you those strengths, and you have a clear recognition of that, you subdue them all to Him. You give them all back to Him. That's humility. That all your kochot are used for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's humility. Now, humility comes when you realize that all that you have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course. Anachnu Ma, who are you? You were given it. But not that you don't know who you are. No, you don't know what kochot you have, what strengths you have. You know. You're very aware. You're completely aware. The more aware you are aware, the more chance of you becoming human. Humble. Humble does not mean, oh, I'm nothing. No. You're something. But it all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bigger you are, the more humble you can become. Because you have more to be mishabet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have more to give over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it came from Him. Someone gives you your life, of course you're indebted to Him. Someone gives you all that you are. If you live with that realization, that's an Eved Ne'eman. You realize, if the king saved the life of his servant, he's got a good servant there. If the servant recognizes that, that's humility. So now, why are we saying this? Vayichan sham kishecha b'levecha. You can only be ba'achdut with someone else if you have that midah of humility. And that's the tachlis of man. When a man connects with another man, or fellow man, whatever it is, right? I should be careful what I say nowadays. When a person connects, ke'ish echad b'lev echad, it means, what does it mean? It means that you don't see yourself. You don't see yourself. You see yourself as serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. Such a person can only be ke'ish echad b'lev echad. When the only time in Chumash that we see in the creation of the whole of creation, we see a midah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in the creation of man. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, he said, Na'aseh Adam. He spoke to his Palmalia Shomala. Chazal say, why he did that? To show his humility. In the whole of creation, we don't see God showed his humility. Na'aseh shamayim va'aretz. Na'aseh ilanot. Na'aseh... No na'aseh. Only in man, all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to show humility. Why? Because in the creation of man, He's teaching us, just as me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created b'may tzelem, you created b'tzelem Elohim. Tzelem Elohim means humility. That's the Ikka Tzelem Elohim. That's why Dafka man, he shows us that. He shows that midah. Here, I'm creating man, b'tzalmeinu, b'tmuteinu. Here I'm creating man in my form. What form am I showing? My humility. Because that's the form that man has to show. That's the tachlis of man. And when man shows that tachlis, v'yichan sham, ish echad b'lev echad. You'll be there as one people. You're all serving one God. You're then ready for Torah. Because when you have the humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, you have the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. They said about the Gro, Chaim Velazquez, they said about the Gro, he was the most humble man, right, on the face of the earth. And he says, and that's why he had the Torah of the Gro. Torah goes with humility. And that's a tachlis of a person. The tachlis of a person is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his Torah, through his Ratzon. That you are just a vessel through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon comes to the world. And that's also the humility. It starts off with the humility of a ger. That Yitro went through everything. He saw everything. All the avodas of Zoras. Everything. All the different aspects of Avodah Zarah he saw in the world. He was, and Vayishma. He didn't make up his own avoda. He didn't say, oh, now I'll just combine this and this and make a new... No. He was able to hear. The ability to hear is not a small ability. To act on your hearing, that's an ability of humility. I made a mistake. I'm hearing something that I need to do. I need to change. When you have the Yishma Yitro, Uba, if it's a proper Shmir, Uba, that's the beginning of humility. That's the beginning of Teresh Baal Peh. Because Teresh Baal Peh can only come through humility. Just as Torah can come, all Torah can only come that way. It's not only Torah Shebichtav, it's all Torah. Because you listen to the words of the Torah, you medayik them, you listen to what those words are saying, you listen to what the depth of those words are saying, then you can come up with a svar, then you can come up with an understanding, but it only comes from a yishma, from a hearing. That's why it says, na'aseh, we'll accept, that's a humility, v'nishma, and then we'll understand. There's an acceptance. That's what the parasha is teaching us. The parasha is teaching us these very important concepts of Shmir. Shmir, I'll tell you a little story so you understand what this concept of Shmir is, of hearing. Many years ago, I was...
Can you say it in English?
Yeah. Many years ago, I was in England, in Beit Shemesh here, and Rav Steinman came to give a drasha, and there were hundreds, maybe 1,000 people. It was packed. Came in, and everyone was like, you know, like listening. And honestly, he was just saying Maseiros Yesharim, Rabbeinu Yonah, different Sifrei Musa. It was very powerful, and you know, we were all really listening, and it had an effect on you. You could see people were affected by what he was saying. Tshuva, I think it was Elul's man, people were affected by what he was saying. But it wasn't like, it was not a tremendous chiddush. You wouldn't say he was mechadish something in the Maseiros Yesharim, or you knew nuance you never heard before. No, he just said over things that everyone knew. But he said it. We were all listening. What we were listening, it was a Steinman. It was a Gadol Yisrael. Says in Pirkei Avos, Aselech Harav. What does it say? What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Aselech Harav. Even if he's equal to you, make him Adon Alecha. Make him a master over you. V'yishma dvarav. And you listen to his words. What's he telling you? You can only listen to someone who's an Adon Alecha. If you make someone, you nullify yourself to someone, you accept him as an Adon Alecha, then Vayishma, then you hear. That's the middle of Anav, of humility. When you can, that's what we all have. Everyone has our goals, Yisrael. Yeah, he's the God of Yisrael. We understand that we have to listen. We have to understand that he's the biggest of Klal Yisrael, right? We have to hear. We have to listen. We listen more intently. And therefore, as faith, of course, there's a concept of the lave of a person, that the dvarim hayotzi min alev nichnasim min alev. If you have a big lave, you can penetrate the lave of someone else. It's not the same shmir of some one person to another. The same person can say the same thing. It's the lave of what he's saying as well. But that's the concept of shmir, that we hear, that comes from humility, and that's a hachana for Matan Torah. That's why the parasha of Yitro for Yishma Uba is also the parasha of Matan Torah, because it's the same midah. And it's the parasha of Matan Torah, of Torah Shebichtav, and the Shorish of Torah Shebaal Peh.
Can you say a short...
How do I stop this?